Let's just say it. Nashville is an expensive place to stay. On some weeks, hotel rooms can be as much or more than in New York City. This surprises some travelers and worries local tourism promoters. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports on a strategy that could bring the pricing down.
Standing on the steps of the Country Music Hall of Fame, tourists Gabe Hochbog and wife Donna Leshander can literally see their Hilton hotel room window across the street. So they love this location. But did they get a good deal?
The rates, they're a little steep, but it's our 20th anniversary, so we decided to kind of go for the jumbo package kind of thing.
For them, a special occasion. But then Gabe mulls what he typically spends on work trips.
I would say it was comparable to Manhattan. I'm in New York a lot for work, and I'll pay anywhere from $225 a night to $350 a night. And that's steep. I mean, I get it. That's a lot of money to spend for a place to stay. You know?
I think we're paying $338.
Right. Now, are there lower budget options? If we were young and didn't care, could we stay someplace for $150 a night?
I don't know. I didn't look.
She doesn't want to do that anymore.
At least downtown, $150 a night is not likely. Last year, Hotels.com reported that Nashville's room rates jumped more than any other city, making it the 14th most expensive. So plenty of tourists are biting the bullet in the $300 to $500 range to stay in the heart of the action.
I mean, for a family, you know, about $350 is kind of rank.
That's John Peters, a first-time visitor from Seminole, Texas, pushing his daughter in a stroller.
We came from Niagara Falls, and we had about the same class of hotel for about $100 a night cheaper.
It's that point about whether the price matches the quality that concerns Terry Clements with the local Convention and Visitors Corporation. He knows of potential tourists who decided to go elsewhere.
It is beyond the pale that one of our hotels is charging more than a limited service hotel is charging more than the Waldorf Astoria Hotel.
He name-dropped the famed Manhattan Tower at a recent meeting. He was there to suggest a counterintuitive idea: entice a few very high-priced five-star hotels to open, and they will force other basic places to lower their rates. As it stands, Nashville has some 2,000 rooms under construction, but few come with that five-star rating. So, for now, the big city comparisons and the prices are likely to linger. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.